Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to our call this evening, this afternoon, shall I say. I know it's morning in different parts of the country, but this is, we talk every week about living extraordinary, not ordinary, and this is sponsored by Revi. And today we're so excited to have with us my co-host and our guest today, Mr. Randy Tynert, and he is an individual that, you know, I first met this gentleman, and I asked him about, you know, his past and his experiences, and he had this skip in his step and this light in his eye when he talked about business, and really that business was so intriguing to him from a very young age, and where he is today, he's had numerous successes. And, you know, Randy, we run across people all the time that we, first of all, they read to know they're not alone, and then they listen to others. And many times that's how people learn along our journey as well. And so we know right now we have an opportunity to lend our experience and let people listen today on this call. And people are finding us on the internet, and thank you so much for doing that, everybody. But Randy, let me just welcome you to the call today.
Well, thank you, Lisa, and thanks for having me.
Well, this is an exciting day. I know that you recently launched this wonderful company that we call Revi. But let's kind of back up a little bit. And when did you, as a young man, get really interested in business? Because you are a fantastically successful businessman, and you are a very focused individual. When did you first start thinking about business?
Well, Lisa, like a lot of people, you figure out those signs in your early age when you discover that either you need to be self-employed or you really are an entrepreneur. And some of those signs may be as simple as that your boss drives you crazy and you don't like anything he does and you feel you can do better, or your ideas get ignored and you nobody pays attention to you, or the most important thing, you know, that you value your time and it can be spent doing things that you want to do. But like I say, most importantly, is you figure out you don't play well with others. And I mean that in a good sense, meaning that, you know, people generally consider me a friendly and gracious at times person and sometimes humble. But however, in a work environment, you know, during team projects, for instance, I tend to be a little bossy and controlling. And so when you figured those things out at a young age, you kind of know that you need to be doing things on your own and be self-driven and hopefully, you know, turn those qualities into leadership qualities that people recognize in instead of being the follower. And I've always felt that I didn't want to be a follower. I always wanted to be someone that led a pack instead of followed in it. So that was my early discovery and started my own business when I was 14 years old, like a lot of people have. And a lot of entrepreneurs today have done exactly that same thing. And I followed that path into business with restaurants and manufacturing companies. And that's really where it started.
So what was your first company when you were 14?
Well, I was, funny enough, it was a window washing company. 14 years old. I think I was at my 15th birthday, and I decided I wanted to wash windows and earn a few bucks with friends and family, and I got my first so-called commercial account. I had my family's friend had a building that needed their windows washed, so after about a year or so, I was getting ready to move and out of the area, and I discovered that I could sell that business. So my $400 worth of inventory turned into about $1,000 worth of retail sale when I sold the business and sold those few accounts I had to a friend of mine, and he started doing it himself, and I moved on. So that was my
fantastic
first discovery.
That is fantastic. And you know what? You know, you might be speaking into a young man or young woman's life today. From the show, this is what the show is all about, is exposing people to good things and exposing people to experiences and exposing people to nuggets of experience and things that we can speak into people's lives. And so there might be some young individuals sitting out there and thinking, you know, I would love to start my own business. So hopefully that you've been able to encourage some of those individuals. And now we're going to fast forward to where we are today. And I know that you have gone through this journey of owning businesses and restaurants. And, you know, Saturday I was listening, we had this fantastic, wonderful launch here at our office here in Maple Grove. And you were going through the different variety of businesses that you had owned. And now here we are leading into this phase of this brand new phase of nutrition. And you mentioned something that really struck home close to your heart. And that's what happens with a lot of people when they take on a new venture. They go into it just full force because they're passionate about it, because they've had some type of experience in on that journey. And your journey was with your son, wasn't it?
It was, Lisa. It was with my son. And I never even thought at the time that I would get into nutrition like I am today. At a very early age, my son became, he had some neurological issues. They said he would have to wear a helmet his whole life with the signs of epilepsy and seizures, up to 40 a week he had. And so it was really important to us. And through the hospitals and all the doctors and all the medication and everything they gave him, we knew there was another path. And so at a very early age, my wife and I started discovering some of those natural pathways of healing the body and getting things right and connecting the brain cells. And through all of that, we were introduced to this over 20 years ago. And so slowly you put it in the back of your mind and you know the right thing and you start eating right and start, you know, physically taking care of yourself. But it never really came home to me until we really had the opportunity to get involved into a company that had these same ideals. And to me, it was just another company, Lisa. You know, I'd owned several companies at the time and I had sold some. And to me, in the beginning, back in 2009, when I purchased this company, it was just another asset. To me, it was another chalk on the board. And if it didn't work, I would just sell the assets and move on to the next deal. And as I got more involved into this business and more involved into the people that are involved in this business, I found it to be very difficult to make those black and white decisions, you might say. And when you know that you're involved with people's lives and people depend on the product and the systems that are in place, it makes it that much harder to make those black and white decisions, say, well, it's just a number on a board. Well, people are not numbers on boards. And and later in my life, I discovered I think I told you before that I've, with wisdom, I suppose, that I don't want people stomping on my grave when I'm dead. There was a time where I didn't care, but now it means a lot to me. People remember a legacy of who you are, and they'll remember, what you've done. And, you know, so that's really what brought me here today with what we are doing today. We can impact so many people's lives with what we do, and not only financially, but with their health and with the technology that we have now, with the doctor that we've teamed up with. It is just incredible the opportunity that people have with our company.
There really is. And Randy, you said something that made me remember and recall myself. You know, why did I go headlong into alternative medicine, and why did I go in this direction with everything that I had? It was because you have this knowing that you have something. You have this beautiful, fantastic gift that you have that everybody needs to know about. So you have this desire to pass it on and share it with every person that we meet and to make life better. And I'm sure that you're like me, and it's at the end of a person's life, they don't ever sit there and say, you know what, golly, I wish I would have, you know, had another acquisition. I wish I would have had a couple more zeros after my in my bank account. But how wonderful it is if people have their health, if we offer them an opportunity to say, guess what, we have another road that you can take, just like what happened with your son. We have another road you can take over here that this may pay huge dividends for you. And I know, Randy, in this experience with this wonderful launch of this company, people have expressed to me, and, my observation is, I don't know where I'd be without this company. I don't know where I would be without these products. Now, that's something that you can't put on a plaque on a wall. That's not something that you can, It's priceless when you know that you have been part of impacting somebody's life positively as they move forward in life. That is absolutely exquisite. So this is an opportunity, again, that people are looking for. They just don't know where we are yet, do they, Randy?
That's right. And that's why we launched Revive in the marketing campaign that we have now with this product. We know we're at the cutting edge of new technology. There are items, and, you know, when you talk, think liposomes have been around for years, but people really haven't recognized the impact and how they work. And you just Google that word, you Google phosphatidylcholine, you'll see some of the impact of how this type of technology can impact your health. And we found that we know and we have the ability and the infrastructure to bring this to the world, and we have the avenue to do it. You know, we're in a facility with over 20,000 square feet. We have, you know, millions of dollars worth of equipment here. We self-manufacture our own product here in our facility, and we're partnered with a doctor that absolutely knows what he's doing. So we could not be better set to introduce this to a lot of people that will help a lot of lives. So,
and I think that was the first thing that my ears really perked up when you started talking about this new technology, because I know that the supplements of yesterday are not working for the situations that people are facing today. Never before has there been a situation where people are having to face so many toxins and chemicals, and their bodies are under siege from the minute they get up in the morning till they lay at rest at night, and then on throughout the night as well. You know, it's estimated by the time we leave our bathroom every morning that our body is inundated and has been in contact with over 690 different chemicals, some of them we don't even know how to pronounce. And so that's not going to go away. You know, our lives are continuing to become more and more complicated. So when you look at this technology that Randy and his team have put together, and now they make it available, not through prescription, not through a very high-ended spa or a high-ended medical clinic, every single person can have access to this technology. Every single person can enjoy the responses and the results that this product has for them. And so that was real exciting to me, because I know that people are having challenges with getting good nutrition into their body. And so, Randy, maybe you can speak a little bit about what was your first experience when you started understanding what liposomes were?
Well, that's a good question. And like I said, it was very difficult for me to jump in 100% with the whole industry of what we had to offer when I first got involved with this company. And it was a learning curve, like many companies that I've worked with, when you learn the technology and learn what they're all about. But when I found the breakthrough, when I understood, when you listen to enough doctors and you listen to enough of that technology and you discover how the liposomes protect nutrients in the delivery into the cell, and when you understand how things actually impact your body and get into your blood. I mean, you always wonder, well, if I drink this, how does it get into my blood? You know that you can step on a piece of garlic and you can taste it in your mouth within a minute. And, yeah. You know, your skin and your body is the fastest absorbent. Your skin, you absorb things through your skin so fast. I mean, I'm so protective anymore. I spill gas on my hand when I'm feeling the lawnmower. And you absorb that fuel right through your body. That goes into your blood cells. I mean, do you put your hands in gas all day long? That would be a bad deal. So when you figure out how these liposomes impact this bilayer and impact your blood, the health is in the blood. Everything you do, it's in your blood. And when you realize how things really get into your blood, you'll start protecting the most important part of your body, which is your blood, your pH mm-hmm. level, everything. So I've always just been a studier. When I want to learn something, I can tell you this. I, for the first time years ago, realized that I needed an attorney. You know, that first time you ever needed an attorney, And this particular time, it was when I needed to, I had an LLC or I wanted to structure a new business, or I had one, but it really wasn't structured right. And I realized that this attorney was charging me $10,000 to make sure I had the proper minutes and my articles of information done and the proper filings. And when I saw it all, I thought, $10,000? I can do this myself. And so I started learning and figuring out what this attorney did that cost me $10,000. And, you know, I found out for less than $300, I could do this myself. It wasn't brain surgery. He wasn't doing anything that he had to go to law school for 30 years for. It was very simple procedures that everybody can do. And I was determined that I would never pay an attorney to do that ever again. That simple procedure that I can do for $300, I'll never do again. So once you figure it out, and once you put your mind to it, you just don't give up. And I'm just one that's very frugal of where I believe that people are worth their hire. A man is worth his hire, but he better be worth it when I hire him. And if I feel I can do it myself, that's what I do. So that's just how I've been all my life. And I love surrounding myself with people that are much better than me. I wouldn't be where I am today if I thought I could do everything myself, obviously. But surrounding myself with people that are much better than me and for people to surpass my ability to do something, I am thrilled with. I like it when somebody can do something better than me. And certainly I get jealous. I don't strive to go do it better than them. I'm happy they're doing it, so I don't have to. So.
Maybe you said a couple of things that I think is important for people to take away from this call. One thing is that you recognize that you have to study. You are always learning. So to learn and have that craving to know is extremely important. We call it curiosity. Second, you mentioned that you always have to be moving and growing and always obtaining. And then you also mentioned that along this path, you wanted to surround yourself with good people. And, you know, my dad always said that as well, and I know that you've mentioned it many times that your dad said that you're only as good as your friends that you have, something along that line. But it is true to surround ourselves by people that are better than we, so we continually strive to be better. Because in this world today, things are happening so fast. Technology is changing so fast. Nutrition is changing so fast. And so we always have to be ahead of that wave to be able to serve. And the other thing that I like about you, your wife and this team at this company, is you promote servant leadership and really to give back. And how can this company give back? And again, I was very impressed with your intention and desire to say, hey, how can we help the area, individuals, people that are really hurting out there, not only to give them a business and start them on their own road and to support them along their way with whatever tools we can find to do so, but also, how can we really reach down there and help those people that are so far down that we can't even imagine it? And you've partnered with a group out of Minneapolis called Breaking Free. Maybe you can share a little bit about that with everybody listening.
You know, that's a great subject, and we're so happy with the partnership we have with Breaking Free. We have partnered with an outfit that really helps save lives, literally save lives, take kids off the street, take these young women that are just subject to bondage in the environment. And we are able to give 1% of our personal sales volume of our product, and we donate that to the Breaking Free outfit down here in Minneapolis. And the leaders of that group, and you can go online and take a look at the Breaking Free, we were able to, at our event here last month, write a very large check, I considered, and many do, a pretty nice sum that helped save so many lives. So when you know that you can impact that many lives, it's a really good feeling to know that you can do that. And I tell you, it's a more of a feeling to me now than it ever was before, because before, you know, it never really meant what it does now. Sure, you can say, oh, yeah, it feels good to give. I never liked giving money away. I can tell you that now. I just don't like writing checks. I like getting checks. I don't like writing checks. But when you finally discovered what you're doing with that money and really you understand exactly the impact it makes on so many other lives, you are really convinced that writing that check is much better than getting the check when you know the lives that it takes care of. So it's really a pleasure. It truly is a pleasure to write those checks. And I know the lives that we're saving by helping that community.
Well, you know, I think one of the things that was so shocking for myself when I started working with anti-human trafficking organizations over 20 years ago, it was, my goodness, you mean it only takes that little to be able to rescue a girl, a woman, child, family? Only that little? You know, and then I look at the cars we drive and the homes we live in and the kind of lifestyle that we lead, and I think, my goodness, it only takes that little to be able to impact people. And that was what really made a big impression upon myself. And so I am so proud to be, you know, associated with a company that you have and everybody on this, in this company and on this team, because they all have this exact same servant's heart. And that's what you are promoting. That's what you are fostering here. And I'm so excited also about the lives that are going to be changed and have already been changed with this new technology, this breakthrough in nutritional delivery, because our bodies get pretty beaten up. Our bodies are in a place many times that we don't absorb nutrition, even if we think we're in perfect, in the perfect place. And so I really believe that the people, the individuals that are going to be drawn to this type of organization, this type of concept, are going to be surprised and amazed at the level of change that they're going to see that are going to happen in people's lives and people's families in the next 3 to 6 to 9 to 12 months, because this is a technology that it is patented, particularly for this company. For anybody listening, please go to the revive.net website. Go ahead and take a look at that. And before we close today, I'm going to have Randy be able to give you some contact information. So if you're interested in anything we mentioned today, whether it be Breaking Free, whether it be Revive, whether it be the liposomal technology, whether it be Dr. Emick, whatever it might be, or even to come on by and visit us. We love to have visitors and show. We're so proud of what we've been able to put together in this company. With Randy at the helm, you know, we can't go wrong, truly. And so, again, look back on those little tiny nuggets, or think back and listen upon those little nuggets that he was talking about throughout his conversation. We had a class when I was in college, and it was called Effective Listening, and how we could pick out information from a conversation with somebody and take that and learn from that. And that's really what you do every single day, Randy. I hear you speaking into the lives of people around you, people on the phone, people that are, you know, hey, maybe you've been a little scorched earth. Maybe you have never had success in network marketing before. We invite you to come and listen and come see and let us show you what we have, because it really is exceptional. So, Randy, when you're talking about the future of this company, where do you see us going?
Well, that's a good question. You know, we've just launched this new name just a few days ago. We've been in business manufacturing for over 13 years. But as you know, we have to change with the times, get into the 20th century. We have a brand new website, as Lisa mentioned, the myrevive.com you can go to, or revive.net, either one. Corporate uses the .net site, and our distributors use the .com. So if you go to any myrevive.com, you'll go to the website and learn all about what we do, and you'll see down three quarters of the way down the page how you can get involved as a distributor and as a member with the company. And I just see this going, you know, we all have an imagination of how our businesses will grow and what we can do. And I think what my goal is not to concentrate on how much money we can make or how much money is being brought in every day. When you concentrate on how many lives you can save or how many people you can help, it comes back 100 times fold every time. So we really do have the servant leadership mentality. Our department heads run their own departments. We have the manufacturing. We have managers in every department with customer service, and we allow them to make decisions. There's not one person making decisions with the company. Just because I'm the CEO doesn't mean I make all the decisions for everything that's going on. And I'm, half the things I probably don't even know about that's happening in there, but I know it runs like a clock, and we've had people working for us since the conception of the business over 13 years ago. So, and you'd mentioned one thing there, Lisa, is in high school, and all of us have been there, they really don't teach listening in high school. So that's really kind of a curriculum that you have to take after high school. So to take a selective or cognitive listening skills course is kind of what you have to do to understand how to listen, because that's what people just don't do. They don't listen. We all have our own ideas and we struggle with that. But, you know, I guess we see as a company bringing people to encourage them to see what we see. And that's all we can do is share what we have, share with others what we believe is some right decisions for your health and for your body, and help them understand that in doing that, you can help yourself financially and you can help yourself physically. And if we've accomplished that, then the moon is the goal. We have a lot to look forward to.
Well, that's exciting, Randy. And I know that we're coming to the end of our call. And so maybe you gave some information already where people can reach you. And I'm just going to go ahead and back that up. And again, stop by our office, contact any one of us here at the Revive Home office. And we'd love to visit with you and share with you what our future is going to be like. And I'm sure what your future is going to be like as well. So thank you, everybody, for being on this call that we call every Thursday. Don't live an ordinary life, but live an extraordinary life. So thank you all for listening in, and for those that are listening in the future. And thank you so much, Randy, and have a fantastic day, everybody. Bye-bye.